At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We back? What up? We're back. We got Dan Whitney, Larry the Cable Guy, my man Aaron Davis, second segment here, 5 o'clock hour. Once again, we're live in effect out here at Cornhusker Bank, 83rd and O Street. Customer appreciation tailgate. We have plenty of hors d'oeuvres, barbecue, drinks, and obviously we got sports talk and good talk out here.
And you got Chris Raff over there.
You got Chris Raff with the Raff Roadies.
You know, I met Chris 25 years ago at an RV park. He was going through my garbage.
Yeah.
And we've been friends ever since. I've pretended to like him ever since.
The biggest raccoon you've ever seen in your life, huh?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. He looked at me and said, you going to finish these ribs? I said, no, you're going to have
an RV park.
You're right. Taking your charge, isn't he? Right? He's like the people go up there and take your charge, man. I love it, man.
You know, Woody, he's engaged now.
Did you see that?
Get out of here.
He went down to Alabama.
He's engaged.
What's your best Alabama story?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville, Alabama. You got any ties?
Hold on.
Huntsville?
Before you say anything, hold on.
Wow! Yeah,
Tupelo, Alabama.
So Woody, you got to give a shout out. To Tracy right now. Tracy is his wife. Well, soon to be wife.
Tracy down in Tupelo, Alabama.
No, actually Huntsville.
Oh well, Tracy down in Huntsville that we thought was Tupelo, but it is in Alabama. Get her done, and you're gonna make the perfect couple because he's got four cavities too.
That's awesome, man. I tell you, man. You know, hey, listen, man. You know the great thing about playing. You speak AD.
Yeah.
Dan, you perform everywhere. You have stories everywhere, man. You meet people from all types of, you know, all places, you know, around the United States, obviously around the world. So it's great. Obviously, congrats to Raph and the young lady.
Absolutely.
But
man,
we want to give we hopefully be able to give congrats come Monday, Dan, with his defense.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer.
Yes.
As this defense goes, the team will go. I think I think you know what? I think the Illinois game was a little bit of a cold water.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it reminds me of the time my dad kept telling me up I needed to go to workouts. So I was like, yeah, I get there.
Yep.
Well, he's like, I'm going to make sure you get up. He came in with a cold bucket of water. Boy, I was dressing in and out of the house in 2 points, like Chuck Wheeler, 2-2.
Yeah, I think that was a good wake-up call last week. I really do. I think you're going to see a meaner, tougher, stiffer defense.
I do, too.
This week. I really do.
Yeah, and I think the one thing about it is like we've talked about through our whole lives, you go through trials and tribulations and just, you know, it could be, I don't know, subconsciously or consciously, you know that, hey, you're doing things. You might get away with it a little bit, right? You know, and you know when you're in your delivery,
right,
you might not be as crisp, but people are still laughing. But then, you know, sometimes it might not get the type of applause that you want. It was me, whether what I'm doing and you, AD, is the same thing, right?
Yep.
It's kind of the same thing. And sometimes you're like, you know what? I kind of need to get back to the basics.
Yep.
Right? We
got
to get back to being nasty,
right,
fundamentally sound, and forget the outside noise, forget the crowd noise, the light show and all that. Let's get down to getting dirty and winning some games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one thing I'll say this, you know, Dan, I was telling AD this, you know, earlier this morning. you know, like, when from my experience, when you hear about the guys that are tough, you know, there's everybody's got tough guys.
Yep.
But a lot of times these guys are supposed to be tough. They're not that tough.
Right.
Until they meet somebody that's actually invested
right.
in playing four quarters of football. I think sometimes in this day and age, since a skill set of playing hard is so is not it's unique where because it's not common, mm-hmm. they confuse that with being tough.
Right.
And there's,
right.
there's two distinctly things. You got to give them credit because they play hard, but that doesn't mean that you're tough.
Right.
And just if they do both, that doesn't mean that you can't match that and they can't be broken.
Right.
So. Rutgers has some holes. I don't know if you saw what Washington did with them.
Yeah. yeah.
You know did what? Everything but yeah. besides win the game.
Well, Washington had, what 7,000 yards
right.
of offense?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this, Dan. I don't know.
A lot. A lot.
I don't know if you've ever, like,
unbelievable.
Saw a young comedian come up and whether you mentor him and saw him, and then the delivery, you say, why would you ever have that delivery? I know Jed Fish. And I don't know what he was thinking about on that
right.
field goal going or in the fourth and two play
yeah.
or in the week before.
Yeah.
Definitely that's a long ride home to Seattle after giving away
yeah.
the game against Rutgers. So I think
right.
Nebraska, if they handle their business, they'll be just fine.
I think we're two touchdowns yeah. better than them at least, maybe 17 points better. But
mm-hmm.
that's here's the deal I want to ask you about. Have you been to the Testicle Festival up there off by Omaha? Have you been up there?
Or the roundabout? Or
is that what it is?
It's called the roundabout. I think it's called the roundabout.
Roundabout.
The Testicle Fest.
Yep,
yeah.
the roundabout.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
I went. Have you ever been to that
I've never
thing?
Been there. Uh-uh.
It's nuts. I'm not lying. I took my wife.
Did you partake?
Oh, we had a ball up there, I'll tell you what.
Did you eat them, Dave?
They're good. I'm not kidding. Yeah, but the crazy thing is I came home and my dog was licking himself. And I said to myself, I said, Hey, I said to my dog, AD, I said, if you think they're good, like, hey, you ought to deep fry them. That's what I said to the dog. That's what I told the dog.
You said your dog was looking at himself.
Yeah.
Now, my brother.
He was awful happy to see you. Huh?
Oh, my gosh. Now, my brother, his wife's from
Can you imagine
around.
Golfing with this guy, though? So we go. There's always
that's how you gain some strokes on people, right? Start telling jokes,
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
But Chris is his new girl's from Alabama. You know, my brother's wife's from Alabama. We call her Biggin. That's what we call her. And you know what? She is a Biggin. You know what she gave my kids for Halloween last year? Candy wrappers. I mean. That's actually when she got married. That's what the preacher said. We now pronounce you husband and biggin. You now may lick the excess powdered sugar from the donuts off her face. That's what. But here's the thing about her. I like to talk about her. She's famous down in that part because she's the first person in the country in 2020.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
To be administered the Moderna chili cheese COVID shot. And then she ended up getting the three Cool Ranch boosters. So she was pretty famous.
I'm going to ask you this. Okay, I'm going to ask you this.
He met her in college, and that's the only reason why he met her at this sorority, Thelma Eta Teta. And he went to the Thelma Eta Teta, thank you. So, the sorority, Thelma Eta Teta. But he said, I only went to college because this college has five girls to every guy at the college.
That was a good choice.
And then he shows up. I'm like, whoa, he got all his in one clump.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
All right, bargain shopping.
Let's go back to football.
Now, I'm asking you this. Okay, so Mater.
Just like tomato without the tub.
You're Mater.
I'm the only guy, as a matter of fact, that put on weight to do voiceovers. That's how good I am.
You were in training camp. All right.
Exactly.
But there's no Mater if you don't bomb first.
If I don't what?
If you don't bomb first, you don't have mistakes first. There's no Mater.
No.
So I'm asking you this.
Ups and downs.
So I'm bringing it back. So you bring it back to Nebraska football right now.
Ups and downs.
The ups and downs with rule and staff and company. Jay explained it. We've talked about it. What is the importance of them sticking to the process? Because you had to stick to a process.
Right.
What is the importance of sticking to the process? There's going to be dips. There's going to be valleys, et cetera.
Absolutely.
What's the importance of sticking to the process?
Well, this is the way I always thought. You keep going at it. Work hard. The opportunity crops up. Take the opportunity. As you're doing this, you're getting better, and you're getting better, and you're getting better, and you're getting better. And when a big opportunity arises, you're ready to go.
Right.
That's what happened to me. I guess you could equate that to football if you're not, say, you're a second string.
Right.
Right? And you're working hard. There's somebody above you. You're working hard. Well, don't give up. Go, I'm not going to really play. Maybe I'll. But you keep working. All of a sudden, somebody gets hurt. Now you step in. You put the work in. You're ready to go. That's like me when I did stand-up. I kept working and kept working and kept working. So when that time came,
I was ready
for that opportunity.
So you're talking about ready. Jay, you were seventh string. We're talking about Jay, you were seventh string linebacker.
Seventh string.
Whitney kept talking about working and working. Explain that, though.
It was a hard thing to do because when you're seventh string, I remember in the first couple of practice, I got seven plays in practice.
Right.
I had to go see Coach Sam. I was like, pretty much what I need to do or else I might have to start doing something else. And the stick-to-itiveness is huge. And he was like, keep making plays. And what I did was I looked at everybody that was above me, which seemed like everybody,
right.
And I saw what they didn't do well or what their vice was, right? Whether it was going out, bad academics, really wasn't committed. And then I just really lessened that and then kept working. I put in more tape. It was to the point that even during the season when I wasn't playing and redshirted, I was going up there and watching tape of how they practice.
Yeah.
So when I got in the spring, I knew I was ready because I got the mental reps, even though I wasn't getting the physical reps. And when I got the opportunity, now I was blessed or took advantage of the situation where Troy Dumas and Clint Brown both were seniors. So there wasn't a starter that was just ready to go in.
Right.
And
right.
So even though I was number seven going in the spring, I still had ground to make up when I got the opportunity. And I would never forget it. It was the second scrimmage in the spring. One guy was suspended. Other guy had missed practice. Another guy, I think, that was out, doing too much. And I got in there on the second team. Yeah. It was the third and second team. They just put us all in there. And I started. I made like four or five plays in a row. Got in the third scrimmage. I think they were trying to see if I was actually for real. Knocked that out the park. Spring game. And then the rest is history. And so, you know, you never know when your opportunity is going to come.
No, just work hard. If you love it, just keep working at
it.
Keep pounding away. And at some point, there's going to be an opportunity where you shine at it.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And that's anybody. A good example.
For anything.
Right. A good example is, I don't know if you watched him, Dan, is Sierra Wright. You know, he came in.
Oh, yeah.
He came in from USC, late addition to the transfer portal. Was in Space Jam with I think LeBron or whatever.
He came
in and you're behind the eight ball because you didn't go through spring. You're just kind of coming in right before camp.
And you were in Space Jam.
And you're in Space Jam. Right.
So you're already behind the eight ball.
They're like, listen, if you act like you play, then you ain't playing. But you got to give the young dude some credit.
That's on par with Delta Farms.
Right. Yeah. Hey, there's play. Right. And what's the
Space Jam.
Yeah, right. If you play like you, if you cover like you do Space Jam, you ain't playing. But look, Tommy Hill has had a little bit of plantar fasciitis, and then he jumped right in the game.
Yeah, he did,
and was a spark. And then he came and played against Purdue and played excellent.
He played a great game.
He played it, and then now the best thing I always try to tell young kids, whether they're in high school and college, or high school trying to go to college, or college goes to pros, you always want them to have to make a decision.
That's right.
Because the more times that your name is up in that decision, the more times that they possibly could choose you.
Right.
So, you know, Sierra Wright and other guys, whether it's, whether it's Ramir or anybody like that, you know, Emmett, you know, where Emmett stepped up last game where he got a chance, you know, that's where you become a solidified component in a team. I think a lot of times people think like, okay, you just need a great quarterback, great running back, and a couple good receivers, and nobody ever gets hurt or nobody else is going to score any other touchdowns. But over the test of time, it takes a whole team to win games. And I think Nebraska's done that this year.
Absolutely. Folks, on Old School, sponsored by the Mercado, by Certified Piedmontese. All your meats, all your cuts, all the great stuff there at the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese is there right now. You guys, Jay, I'm not sure we're close. We're on a break right now.
Yeah, we're close to a break. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to let Dan pick.
Predictions.
We're going to do predictions.
Oh, all right.
And we're going to pick the Nebraska game. We know we're going to pick scores because we all probably going to pick Nebraska to win. And then we're going to do the drawing for Will Shields jersey. And then we'll put a bow on this Cornhusker Bank Appreciation Tailgate. This is Jay Foreman, Mr. Dan Whitney, Aaron Davis. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.